Hello everyone. Our first story is called The Search for the Thousand-Petaled Lotus. During the period of their exile, the five brothers, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev and their wife Draupadi stayed in the forest. They would visit various places of worship, meet the sages, take care of them and get their blessings. In the course of their moving around, the Pandavas reached Badrikashram in the mighty Himalayas, where the great sage Vyas, the author of the Vedic literature, used to live. That is where a very amusing incident took place. That is, the meeting of Bhim with his brother, Lord Hanuman. Yes. Did you know that Bhim and Lord Hanuman were brothers? And this was the first time Bhim met him. As the Pandav brothers were admiring the great beauty of Badrikashram and its lovely surroundings, a very rare and beautiful thousand-petaled lotus flower blew with the wind and fell into Draupadi's lap. She looked at the beautiful flower and was totally fascinated by it. Draupadi breathed its fragrance and turning to Bhim, the strongest of all the Pandavas, she said, "O great warrior, I have never seen a beautiful lotus like this. Can you please find out where it came from and get me some more flowers for our hermitage?" Bhim responded by saying, "This flower is indeed beautiful. I will immediately find out where these flowers grow and get some for you." He then started walking in the direction from where the flower had blown. After walking for a long time, Bhim got tired and sat down to rest. He then blew loudly on his conch. You know what is conch? Shankh. Yeah, the shankh that we see in the temple. And then a very interesting thing happened. Suddenly, Bhim heard a loud thumping sound from the forest. He became very curious. So, he got up and started walking towards the direction from where the thumping sounds were coming. To his surprise, he found an old monkey lying on a stone slab with his tail blocking the narrow forest path. The monkey was waving his tail, dashing it on the ground and causing the tremendous thumping sound. Seeing him, the monkey said, "Young man, why did you make such a noise with your conch? All the animals in this peaceful forest were sleeping, and you have now disturbed them. You should have been more considerate. Anyway, now you cannot go beyond this point, as this path leads to heaven. So you can rest here and then return home." Bhim was very surprised to hear a monkey speak like this. And he asked him,
"May I know who you are? You must be some demigod in disguise. I am Bhim, the son of Vayu and one of the Pandavas. My brothers and I have been exiled to the forest by Duryodhan. I am searching for the thousand-petaled lotus flower. Give me way, as I am in a hurry."
The monkey said,
"I know that I am obstructing your path. However, I am sick and cannot move. Therefore, I humbly request you not to go ahead, but return to your wife and brothers."
Bhim's eyes reddened with anger, and he rashly said,
I do not need your advice. Either you move yourself or I will just have to push you aside.
The monkey pleaded.
As you can see, I am too old to move. If you have to go further, please jump over me.
Bhim was not satisfied and said angrily,
It is disrespectful for me to jump over since you are such an elderly person. If God did not exist in your heart, I would have jumped over you just as the great Hanuman jumped over the sea to Lanka.
On hearing this, the monkey was amused and asked,
Who is this Hanuman that you are speaking of with such great admiration? Have you ever met him? Tell me more about him.
Bhim was offended at hearing this and he angrily said,
Being a monkey, you do not know who Hanuman is? Hanuman is the greatest of all monkeys. He is the son of the wind god Vayu and is therefore my brother. He is also known all over the world for his devotion to Lord Ram. It was Lord Hanuman who leapt across the sea to Ravan's abode in Lanka and located Sita, Lord Ram's wife. Despite being captured by the guards, the great Hanuman managed to escape and set the city of Lanka on fire. I'm not as strong as him, but I can certainly fight with you and defeat you if you don't move aside.
The monkey just smiled and said,
He must have been quite a monkey. However, I have told you that I am too old to move. So if my tail is obstructing your path, please move it aside and go on your way.
Bhim thought that this creature was merely a monkey and that he would just catch hold of his tail and throw him to Yamraj, the god of death. Bhim then approached the tail, full of confidence in his strength. Bhim first tried lifting the tail with his left hand, then with his right hand, and then with both his hands. He soon went red in the face and finally sat down huffing and puffing. A suitably humbled Bhim then approached the monkey. He admitted his defeat and prostrated at his feet. Bhim then said to the monkey,
Your power is much greater than mine, and therefore you must be some sort of god from the heaven. Please tell me who you are. I am the son of Vayu and your brother Hanuman,
said the monkey. And overjoyed Bhim leapt at his elder brother and embraced him as tears of joy flowed from his eyes. Hanuman then offered a boon to Bhim that during the battle with the Kauravs, he would sit on Arjun's flagstaff and would frighten the enemy with his loud roars.
I will always be with you.
Hanuman promised and left Bhim to continue his journey. Continuing his search, Bhim then came to a lake which was full of the thousand-petaled lotus flowers. The lake was in